Good afternoon, everybody. Today we're going to talk about Parsha Zachar. This week is Parsha Zachar, and every year in Parsha Zachar, in many shuls, the Ezras Nashim fills up, and women juggle childcare responsibilities and preparing for meals and everything else, just to make sure that they're able to be in shul for the laning for Parsha Zachar. So I think this year in particular, it's kedai to discuss, are women chayiv in Zachar? And if they are chayavos, are there other ways perhaps to fulfill the mitzvah? Maybe reading from a chumash, maybe showing up to shul on Purim morning a little bit early and hearing the Kriyas HaTorah. And also, is it appropriate what many shuls do that we have separate readings for women? And also, most importantly, Nogel Lemaisa right now, is this an example where Corona changes things? Whatever the practice normally is, the fact that that this year is this year, should we do things differently when it comes to Parsha Zachar and women in particular this year? So let's start with whether women are chayiv in Parsha Zachar. The Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvah Taf Reish Gimel writes, V'noheges mitzvah zu b'chol makum b'chol zman b'zecharim ki lahem la'asos ha'melchama v'nikmas ha'oyev lo l'nashim. Sefer HaChinuch says it's only for men. Women are not chayiv in Zechiras HaMalek because only men fight wars. Women don't fight wars. Minchas Chinuch has three kashas on this. First of all, says the Minchas Chinuch, it's a mitzvah she'in hazman grama. So why would women be potter? Zechiras HaMalek, there's no particular zman that you have to do Zechiras HaMalek. Our minig is midrabanan that we do it before Purim, but you could be yotze the mitzvah d'oraisa whenever. So it's a mitzvah she'in hazman grama. Women should be chayiv. Also, who gave the Sefer HaChinuch the nevuah to know that this mitzvah is necessarily connected directly to the mitzvah of milchama with Amalek? Maybe they're two separate mitzvahs, and even if you're not chayiv in milchama, you still have to do the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek. And also says the Minchas Chinuch, even if it is connected to the mitzvah of milchama, who says women are potter from milchama with Amalek? The Rambam paskins in Perek Zayin Halacha Daled of Hilchos Melachim, based on the Gemara Maseches Sota, that for a milchemes mitzvah, even nashim mechupa, even a kala mechupasa goes out to help for a milchemes mitzvah. So to that question, that final question, there are a few different suggestions that are made by the Achronim. The Marcheshes and Simon Chav Beis Ozvav has a great chiddush to answer that question. He says maybe women are only chayavos and milchemes Yoshua because that's about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and women are obligated in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but maybe they're pater from other milchemes mitzvah. Alternatively, the Radvaz writes that women are pater even from milchemes mitzvah. Aye, but it says Akala leaves her chuppah. Says the Radvaz, she leaves her chuppah because the chassan left. The chassan went to war. So once the chassan's there, was she going to stand there by the chuppah doing it? No, so that's why she leaves the chuppah. Alternatively, the Radvaz writes, and Rashash and Sotam Emdalan Bey says the same thing, that she doesn't actually fight the war, she provides mayim mazon for her husband. So maybe we could defend the chinuch on that level. In the Shut Torah's Chesed, Simon Lamid, he writes that women are potter simply because it's a mitzvah to say Shaz man grama. He disagrees with the Minchas Chinuch. He says it is man grama. You do it on the Shabbos before Purim every single year. And therefore, and it's supposed to be read before Purim, and therefore it's man grama. In the Sefer HaMitzvahs HaKotzer of the Chafetz Chaim in Mitzvah Ein Vav, he takes it as a davar pasha that women are chayiv in Parsha Zachar in Zechiras HaMalek because it is not zman grama like we said. In fact, in Chuvas Maril Diskin, Kuntras Achron, Os Kuf Beis, the Maril Diskin writes that women are chayavos because it's not zman grama and because of Afin Hayibos Anes, that women Amalek wanted to kill the women also. So they're also included in the same threat, and therefore they should be chayav as well. Rav Asher Weiss questions both of these reasons. He says, first of all, we read it on the Shabbos before Purim, so it might be zman grama. And second of all, Afin Hayibos Anes, Tosus writes in Maseches Pesachim Daf that Afin Hayibos Anes does not apply to mitzvos d'oraisa. It only applies to mitzvos midrabanan. Zechiras Amalek is a mitzvah d'oraisa, so maybe you shouldn't apply Afin Hayibos Anes to Zechiras Amalek. Now that itself is a major machlokas rishonim. Bali Atosos right in Maseches Megillah, and also the other day in Maseches Pesachim seem to indicate that Afin Hayibos Anes does apply to a mitzvah d'oraisa. It just may only be a mechayev midrabanan, meaning it could be that you could take a mitzvah d'oraisa and apply Afin Hayibos Anes, but the resulting chiyuv that you have for women will only be a chiyuv midrabanan. So that one day and Tosos is not necessarily agreed upon. So again, point number one, are women chayiv in Parsha Zachar? Machlokas. Sefer HaChinuch says potter. However, Chafetz Chaim takes it as a davar pashut that Rov Rishonim would hold that they would be chayiv. Okay, so how does one fulfill the mitzvah? So can a woman do the mitzvah? Does a woman do the mitzvah the same way a man does the mitzvah? So first we have to discuss, how does a man fulfill the mitzvah? So one thing is clear. The Gemara says that that Yachal Balev. You might think that it's only Balev. No, it says Zachar and Al Tishkach. So we learn that from the combination that it's got to be Bepeh, that you have to actually read Parsha Zachar, you have to say Parsha Zachar, and we assume that it means Kriya Mitoch HaKsav, that you have to read from a Ksav. Rav Shachter always says that means not from a Chumash, it means from a kosher Sefer Torah, although that is a Machlokas Achron. So there are three different approaches in Rishonim as far as what you need to do in order to be Yotzei Zechiras HaMalek. The Tosos Maseches Brachos Yud Gimel Amud Aleph Dibur Maschu B'Lashon says that there's a chiyuv min haTorah to read it from a Torah. Rashi comments that the nafkamina, whether kol haTorah is b'lashon hakodesh nemra or b'kol lashon nemra, is as far as kriyas haTorah. And Tosus explains we're talking about the parshios hamuchuyavin likros midoraisa, that he's specifically referring to those parshios that you have to read midoraisa. Like what? Kimo parsha zachar. Like parsha zachar. That's the sheet of Tosus. Midoraisa, you need to read it from the Torah. The Rosh goes a step further. The Rosh in the 7th paragraph of Brachos in Simon Chaf, and this is what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, says that you have to lean from a Torah in the presence of a minion in order to be Yotzei. Because he learns from Rabbi Lezer freeing his servant in order to make a minion, that you're allowed to free an Eved to make a minion even for a mitzvah d'rabbanan, like Kriyas HaTorah, so, or like a davening with a minion. He says, why? Because what's the other option? That Rabbi Lezer freed his servant for Parsha Zachar? What are the chances that that was the case, that it was Dafka for Parsha Zachar? But the clear implication is that Parsha Zachar would be a reason Mida Oraisa to free a servant in order to make a minion, because you need a minion for Parsha Zachar. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Pehei Siv Zayin says that Yesh Omrim Shaparsha Zachar Parshas Parah Aduma Chayavim Lekaram Mida Oraisa, and therefore says the Shulchan Aruch, Bnei HaYishuvim, people who live in these tiny villages that don't have a minion have to go for Shabbos to a place that does have a minion, because that's the only way they're going to get Parsha Zachar. Pretty clear that you need a minion, not just the Torah. And Kuf Mem Vav Siv Bei, the Shulchan Aruch writes, V'kol Zeh Einu Inyan L'Parsha Zachar Parsha Parah Shem Ba'asara Mida Oraisa. Again, explicit, you need a minion Mida Oraisa. Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Rush. Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher Moadim Chelet Bei Simon Chav says, nah, just this just means that since the mitzvah is a mitzvah midaraisa, so it's a very serious kriyas haTorah, but not that the actual requirement for a minion is daraisa, but the pashut reading sounds like it is daraisa. And then there's a third shita, and that's the most makel shita, that, you know, there is, it's not the only mitzvah of zechira we have in the Torah. There's zachar es yom haShabbos lakacho, you don't have to, that's not fulfilled by reading something from the Torah, so it seems you could say whichever words you want to fulfill the mitzvah. It doesn't even have to be dafka these psukim. In fact, the Rambam, say for mitzvah, smith say kuf peites, and in Hilchos Melachim, and also in the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Tavrish Gimel, don't mention reading this particular parsha that we read from Parsha Kisetze from the Torah. Okay, so what about Vayava Amalek? Can you be Yotzei with Vayava Amalek? So that's a machlokas. The Magen Avraham in Simon Tavrish Pehe quotes a Shla Kadosh that preference should be given to Parsha Zachar over Mikra Megillah. If you have one community that's going to do Zachar and another community that's going to do Megillah, and you can't make it to both, do Zachar, says the Shlach Kadosh, because Zachar is Daraisa. However, the Magen Avraham says, no, go to the place with Mikra Megillah, because they're probably going to lay in Vayava Amalek on the morning of Purim, so go there and you'll be Yotzei Parsha Zachar that way. So Magen Avraham assumes that you could be Yotzei Parsha Zachar with Vayava Amalek, but the Mishnah Berurah in Tafresh Peis of Kanta Zayin says, no, you can only be Yotzei with the Pesukim of Parshas Kisetze. It seems to be that they're arguing whether the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek is just about recalling the evil of Amalek, or also the call to action, that we have to be timche as Zechir Amalek, that we have to do something about it. So that may be part of the mitzvah. The Rambam in Mitzvah Sasei Kuf Peites writes, Shetzivanu lizkar masha asalanu Amalek, and Una orer and nefashos b'ma'amarim lehilachim bo, that we're supposed to inspire ourselves to then do something about it. That's part of the chiyuv of Kriyas Parsha Zachar. So that's a machlokas whether you could be Yotzei with Vayava Amalek. Okay, this brings us to women, which is the topic that we said we're going to talk about. So what about women? Do they have the same chiyuv that if you're going to assume, like Shulchan Aruch says, it's got to be with a minion from a Sefer Torah? Do women, if women are chayiv, do they have the same chiyuv? So Rav Asher Weiss suggests that since women are generally normally not chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah, none of the Rishonim, even those who are chayiv women in Zechiras HaMalek, would obligate them to hear it from the Torah. Meaning, even the Rush would say, yeah, you need a minyan in Kriyas HaTorah if you're a man, but if you're a woman who's part from Kriyas HaTorah in general, so then you do it in some alternative way. In fact, the Divrei Chaim in Chelek Beis or Chaim Simin Yudal proves that an Ezra's Nashim must have less Kedusha than the men's section of a shul, based on Kedusha Beis HaKnesses, based on what's done in the Ezra's Nashim versus what's done in the men's section. The Divrei Chaim writes, because after all, in the men's section, there's so many more mitzvahs that are done. You do Tekiah Shofar and Dalit Parashios, so it seems very clear that he seems to be assuming that women are not getting any mitzvah of Dalit Parashios, because they're in the Ezra's Nashim, the women don't have that mitzvah. I don't know, is it so clear that that's what he's assuming? The Kriyas HaTorah happens in the men's section. So that's what he's assuming, because the Kleisenberger makes this diuk, but the Kriyas HaTorah happens in the men's section. That's why he's assuming. Not because, not necessarily that women are putter, but anyway, that's what Rav Asher Weiss wants to suggest, that women are putter from the Kriya in Shul, even if you hold their chayiv in Zechiras HaMalek. Now, the Rav Asher Weiss therefore writes that if the Mishabura held that women have to go to shul to hear it, Mishabura should have said something. But he doesn't. Mishabura never says that women have to go to shul to hear Parashat Zachar. In fact, in the Kutras Minhagei Ma'aritz HaLevi, they have an edus from the daughter of the Chafetz Chaim, that the Chafetz Chaim didn't allow the women in his family to go to shul to hear Parashat Zachar. And the Tshuvas, I don't know why, but in the Tshuvas Torah's Ches, meaning I don't know what the problem would be, in the Tshuvas Torah's Ches, or Chaim Simon Lamed Zayin, he says that he never even heard of the idea of women being makpid to go to shul for Zachar. And for Sfardim, the Kaf HaChaim, Tafresh Pei, Sivkan Lamed, says that while women are chayavos in Parsha Zachar, they don't have to go to shul to hear it. And also, Chaim Kanievsky in Taimi Dekra says that the Chazanish thought that they don't have to go. And in fact, Rav Forsheimer, one of the poskim in Lakewood, similarly, he reports that Rav Meisha held that women don't have to go to shul. The Brisker Rav said he never even heard of the minhag of women going to shul for Parsha Zachar until he moved to Eretz Yisrael. But minhag Yerushalayim is that women do go. So where does that come from? There's a tshuva in the Binyan Tzion Chelek Beis Simul Ches that says that Rav Nosson Avder, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, was makbid that even the Mishareses in his house should go to the Beis HaKnesses to hear Parsha Zachar, and that seems to be the practice of the Chassam Sofer as well. Chassam Sofer doesn't write about it in tshuva, but in Drushas Chassam Sofer, Chelek Gimel, page Sadi Beis, he writes about it. And in more contemporary times, the Minchas Yitzchak, the Gaivit of the Eda Charedis in Chelek Tes, Simon Samul Ches, says that most poskim hold that women are chayavos to hear the laning in shul. Rav Asher Weiss takes strong exception to that idea. Most poskim hold that women are chayavos. Rav Asher Weiss says lo matzinu kein ba'af posek echad kadmon. He said, I'd like to see one. Show me one rishon that holds that women are chayav to hear parsha zachar in shul. He says me'idach. And on the flip side, says Rav Asher, nira dekala poskim shesasmu v'lo kasu shenashim chayavos. Most poskim don't talk about it at all. And if they don't talk about it, it must be that women are pater. Because if they'd be chayavos, then the poskim should have to tell us something like that, something that's that important. The default would be to assume that they're paturos, because they're pater from all Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore, says Rav Asher Weiss, there's good reason to assume that women are pater from Kriyas Parsha Zachar entirely, according to some of the Rishonim. And even if they're chayiv in Zechiras HaMalek, from the Kriyas HaTorah of Parsha Zachar, l'kulei alma, they're going to be pater. However, the Minchas Yitzchak disagrees. Minchas Yitzchak and the Chassam Sofer and Rav Nosson Adler disagree. Now, when it comes to separate readings that they do, especially for women after davening, so there's a major argument against this, and that is, there's a tshuva in the Netziv in Meshav Davar or Chaim Simen Tazvav, where he proves from a Magen Avram in Simen Kuf Mem Dalid that you're not allowed to take out a Torah when there's no Chi of Kriya. So Rav Forsheimer from Lakewood writes that Shamati Mipi Agram Feinstein Zatzal Shein Lasos Kriya Miuchadas Nashim Ubechal Ein Nagos Lishma Parsha Zachar. He says Rav Moshe held not to make a separate Kriya for women, and because you're taking out the Torah for nothing, meaning for something that's not a Chiyuv, and if it's not a Chiyuv, you shouldn't just be taking out a Torah. Torah to read for something that's not an obligatory reading. I saw interestingly in the Kovetz Halachos, Rabbi Kleinman said that he asked his Rabbi Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky whether they should do a separate reading for women, and he said no. Rav Moshe said no, you shouldn't do a separate reading for women. He said okay, if they're doing a separate reading for women, should the women go? Rav Shmuel said yeah, absolutely they should go. He said my hi, you said that they shouldn't do. Why do you think they should go? He said you're never supposed to be parish from the tzibur. If that's what the tzibur is doing, so then that's what you're supposed to do. So then you go. The argument to say that they would be chayiv, someone quoted, I think Rav Asher Weiss quoted, that they say in the name of Rav Eliashiv that the shavi alayu kechove, that women already treat it like a chiyuv, and therefore it's worth having a separate reading. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky is quoted in the Sefer Kovetz Halachos that in general you should conform to local practice, like we said, so you should show up to the reading. What about during times of Corona, when anyway the crowding is difficult, we're having such a hard time figuring out Kriyas HaMegillah and how many minyanim you could have to keep the spacing, and every shul is struggling. Kriyas HaMegillah, by the way, is the most crowded time in shul normally. It's more crowded than Yom Noraim, because Yom Noraim, the little kids aren't there. It's the most crowded time in shul. And because the little kids can come, the mommies come also, you know, and even in Yom Noraim, the women rotate in and out, you know, they're not all there at the same time. You know, some come for Shachar, some for Musaf, some, so it's the most crowded time in shul. So can we make exceptions for Corona? So Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Shechter both wrote tshuvas about this. So Rav Asher Weiss wrote, first of all, keep in mind that the Ezra's Nashim in many shuls is tiny and doesn't have proper ventilation. That's Aleph. Second of all, he says that Pashtus is, women are totally pater. So this year is not a time to be machmir. And he says, Sof davar nira, ikr ledina, shenashim peturos mishmias kriyazu. He says, the halacha is that women are pater. V'kach no aguburov kilisrol bepolin, Galicia, Hungaria, v'gamba arotzis ha-mizroch, shemei olam lo no agunashim l'shmo ha-kriyas ha-parchim batik nisios. He says, in Poland, in Galicia, in Hungary, and in all Sephardic countries, it was never a thing that women came for Parsha Zachar. And he said, it's kedai to stop the magefa that this year bishanazu shekalisha tikra parshas hamalik mitoch chumash bebesa. Just read it from a chumash in her house, and that way you'll satisfy those shitos and rishonim that they're chayiv in kriyas hamalik. I would bet that Rav Shechter would say that reading from a chumash doesn't accomplish anything. I didn't ask him, but I would bet that he would say that reading from a chumash doesn't accomplish anything. So instead, Rav Shechter wrote, he spoke about not about women but about someone in bidud, and he suggested that read from a kosher Sefer Torah by yourself. A Sefer Torah, they're going to shlep a Sefer Torah from shul so you can read from it? He said, yeah, nothing wrong with that. Let them shlep a Sefer Torah from shul so you could read, if you're for a man, he's talking about, so you could read from the Sefer Torah by yourself. If you could be in shul on Purim Day, Vayavo Amalek, then you could rely on the Magen Avram. If you're in Bidud, or probably for a woman also, you could rely on that Magen Avram. If you don't want to rely on that Magen Avram, you have another option. The Chasam Sofer writes, the Maram Shik actually writes, in the name of his Rebbe, the Chasam Sofer, that you could be Yotzei and Parshas Ki Tzeitzei during the summertime. Maram Shik says that in a leap year, you have to. In a leap year, 13 months are going to go between one Parshas Zachar and the other, so you need to have in mind to be Yotzei with Parshas Ki Tzeitzei in the summertime. So remember, put it on your calendar to go to shul that Shabbos and to have in mind to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek at that time. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.